Sixth form strike, not lazy or greedy, but fighting back. National Education Union, NEU, members in sixth forms took strike action on the 30th of November, coordinating with education workers in the universities. Amanda, a striking teacher in the West Midlands, spoke at the Birmingham UQ strike rally. As a NEU rep, it is a pleasure to stand in solidarity with the UQ in their fight for better pay, job security and decent pensions. As a teacher of ESL qualifications, I work in a sector that has been cut to the bone since the Condem government of 2010, despite the ever-urgent need for migrants to be able to access English classes. These cuts cannot be viewed in isolation, they are part of a decade or more of austerity measures, which have deprived vulnerable people of vital services. This means that we are more than just teachers, we are administrators, social workers and a signposting service. We will be labeled as lazy or greedy by the right-wing press for taking strike action, yet by definition, we are neither. It is the norm for school teachers to work 70-hour weeks. It was reported that support staff, among the lowest paid workers in education, and teachers have bought essentials for students who cannot afford stationery or school uniform, out of their own pay packets. We come into the profession wanting to make a positive difference to people's lives, but we are up against a very different political agenda, which has led to cuts, privatization, and casualization in education and elsewhere. As a rep, it has been inspiring to see my trade union lead the campaign for a pay rise in line with inflation and better funding for colleges. This, combined with the momentum that has been built up among members, brought us the amazing result of an 88.5% vote for strike action, on a 63% turnout. This has to be taken in the context of the growing movement for change, resulting in transport workers, nurses, postal workers and many others saying enough is enough. Over 1.5 million workers are currently engaging in strike action. But why are workers taking action now? Is it because they realize that in the sixth richest country in the world, there is no need for cuts to vital public services? According to the Rich List in May, the wealth of UK billionaires increased from £490.7 billion to £597.2 billion. That extra £106.5 billion could pay for a fully funded education system, NHS and social care. Are workers taking action, because the strikes taking place across different sectors have given them the confidence to stand up against attacks to their own pay and conditions? Coordinated strike action between transport workers, teachers, postal workers, nurses and everyone else long overdue a pay rise could show who really keeps the country running. Sadly, Keir Starmer has not given any indication that he will fight on the side of the working class. Not only has he reprimanded Labour frontbenchers for appearing on our empty picket lines, but he was also in Birmingham last week trying to blame migrant workers for low pay, rather than stingy bosses. This is why there is a need to channel the energy from the strike wave into a political alternative to the Tories and Labour,